Marshall, suppose someone does the fourth response where they're saying, yeah, and you want to check it out, even though they, you know, they sound like they're okay, but, you know, how would
what you might want to do for a while is what Sam Williams did and some others did in after hearing me say this. They made these little cards, which now they're being sold all over the world. I'm sure Sam never thought he was going to be the inventor of such a thing. He heard me say in a workshop, kind of joking, what you'd say to people while you are making conscious the different definition of love that giraffe is based on compared to what many of us have been taught, this basic concept of memnun. I've been getting it across to groups this way. Whenever you ask for anything from the people you're the closest with, give them a card, and on the card it says, please do as I requested, only if you can do so with the joy of a little child feeding a hungry duck. Please do not do as I request if there is any taint of fear of punishment if you don't mix it in. Please do not do as I request to buy my love, that is, hoping that I will love you more if you do it. Please do not do as I request if you will feel guilty if you don't. Please do not do as I request if you will feel shame if I don't. And certainly do not do as I request out of any sense of duty or obligation. So I just threw that out as a joke once, and this guy came up and said, repeat that, Marshall, I want to remember that. I can see how much I'm stuck in all of my relationships and doing things for all of those reasons. So he made a little card with that on it. Now these cards are being made all over the world, translated into every language, and is a fun way to break out of this where you've had these other things mixed in. No matter what you ask for, you give it to the person and say, but before you do it, please read this. So you say at the dinner table, please pass the salt, but only after you, see? So you raise the consciousness of everybody, let's only give out of memnun energy. Life's too short to give out of any other energy. But it's a radical concept, because for domination societies to work, you've got to have a few people dominate many. And then you've got to destroy the concept of memnun. That creates a revolution if people believe in that kind of giving. You have to get people to fear punishment and to do things out of reward. That's the only way you can dominate people.